The Guardian.
A committee of MPs says today that a lack of money may force the Ministry of Defence to ditch one of its major equipment projects. Richard Norton Taylor is The Guardian's security editor. He says the Ministry of Defence is facing a funding crisis.
Well, it is pretty bad, actually. At the moment, there are too many big procurement projects which have got to come together. You know, there's aircraft carriers, which the government said it wants for political reasons, really, employment reasons, all these this work being done in Scottish shipyards, for example. Two enormous aircraft carriers, a lot of new nuclear-powered submarines for Barrow-in-Furness, which is John Hutton's constituency. It's not all political, of course, but there are political elements to all this. All these things have been delayed. Destroyers, the Navy says it needs, and an armoured car, which the Army has been waiting for, a special sort of high-tech armoured car, which you've been waiting for years. All these things have been delayed. Now, the government, for political reasons, they will basically say equality of misery, the usual sort of thing in Whitehall. Salami slicing, delaying some of the projects, but not actually getting a grip and not stopping any of them, which is what the MPs today said in the Defence Committee, the cross-party Defence Committee. They say the government's got to get a grip and actually drop some defence projects.
And what will be its options? Which projects might get the chop?
Well, what won't get the chop is a sort of $4 billion, two aircraft carriers, even though a lot of people say it should, because as the MPs say, in the most forceful, really, sort of comment by MPs, I think, for years, and that is they say, what is the point of these aircraft carriers? The government has not explained it. Well, if you talk to anyone privately, in the Minister of Defence or in the government, they say it's a political decision, i.e. there is no military reason to have these things, because if we're going on another kind of expedition in Afghanistan or Iraq or whatever. One is you're unlikely to, peacekeeping missions, you're unlikely to have to need a whole load of bombers on a ship just sort of parked outside somewhere off the coast.
So militarily, they could possibly afford to drop.
Militarily, I think they could, and more people are saying that we don't need them.
Because it is a bit puzzling, because defence spending has been increasing in recent years, and yet the MOD is facing these financial problems.
Defence spending has been increasing just about in sort of real terms. But the cost of military equipment is going up faster than the average rate of inflation. And I say a lot of these procurement projects, if they go ahead, they're all coming together at the same time. The government keeps on saying we must do better for our troops fighting in Afghanistan and Iraq. They need better welfare provisions, better accommodation, which is very expensive, better pay, better bonuses to keep them in the army in particular. So while we're spending all this money, billions of pounds on aircraft carriers and Eurofighters and submarines, which people say we don't need anymore post-Cold War, we need more basic things, which the army is deprived of. You know, basic kit, even like sort of decent rifle, even more armoured vehicles, which can protect them against roadside bombs, which are increasingly being used in Afghanistan, for example.
And do you expect the Ministry of Defence now to take the MPs' advice and start reconsidering which projects they might abandon?
Well, to be fair, there's a lot of agonising in the MOD. I mean, you've got to be pretty stupid not to agonise, I suppose, but in the end of the day, it's going to be a political decision. One of the problems is, too, is that there's a lot of sort of distrust, really, between Des Brown, the Defence Secretary, and the Chiefs of Staff of the three major services, RAF, Navy and Army. First, Gordon Brown says, here's the money. Des Brown, the Defence Secretary, says in turn to the Chiefs of Staff, here's your money, you fight amongst yourselves. There's a sense of distrust between the military chiefs and Des Brown for all sorts of reasons. He thinks they whinge too much and so on. The three Chiefs of Defence Staff, the three different services, argue amongst themselves, and they've had pretty vicious arguments, actually. But in the end of the day, these decisions are political ones.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.